Welcome to your five for the day. The greatest ministry earth has ever witnessed was that of Jesus Christ. In 3 short years, he stirred up the stagnant religious environment of his day and became the target of multiple plots to discredit him. He did not build his ministry around the famous, nor did he limit his staff to only the best and brightest. Jesus never erected a campus with his name arrayed in gleaming letters across the buildings. He did not own a limousine or a personal jet, nor did he reside at a luxury estate. Jesus travelled a small segment of the land of Israel, mingled with people from all walks of life, and lifted hearts through his personal touch. He was moved by the plight of those around him, and his message transformed willing humans forever. The personality of Jesus clearly made a profound impression on the people of his day. No doubt they discerned qualities in him which led them to make the identifications which they did. Among the multitudes that followed Jesus, some compared him to John the Baptist, for he shared the same uncompromising condemnation of hypocrisy and sin. Others considered Jesus to be like Elijah, whose preaching on Mount Carmel was with unflinching, fearless courage. Others saw displayed in Jesus the feelings and compassions that were typical of Jeremiah, who is called the weeping prophet. One day, Jesus put the question to his disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Peter, often the spokesman for the other disciples, knew that he was none other than the Christ and nothing less than the Son of God. Though all the disciples had heard and seen Jesus, Peter was the one to speak up. "We believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Tuesday, the 5th of January, 1993, is a day the people of the Shetland Islands will not easily forget. At 5:20 in the morning, a distress signal was received from the oil tanker Brer. The ship had a crew of 34 and was carrying 85,000 tons of oil. The tanker had lost power and was drifting in stormy seas 10 miles south of Sember Head at the southernmost tip of Shetland. Tugs were summoned to the area to try and fix tow lines to the stricken tanker to try and pull it clear of the island's coast. Efforts to attach a tow line to the ship to pull it out of danger sadly failed, and at 11:20 the tanker ran aground. The crew were winched to safety by helicopter, but out of the stricken ship's huge tanks, oil could be seen spilling out into the sea. In the weeks following the wreck, some birds were rescued, cleaned, and released, but over 1,500 dead seabirds were recovered from the coastline of southern Shetland. Many more bodies of seabirds were never washed ashore, but were taken out by the tide and were lost forever. This tragic event reminded me that at the outset of human history, a far greater disaster happened, resulting in the whole human race being contaminated, not by an oil spill, but by sin. The Bible states, by one man's disobedience, we were all made sinners. Thankfully, there is a cleansing agent that can permanently remove every part of our sin's pollution. It is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. It alone cleanses us from all sin. That is why Jesus died. Precious, precious blood of Jesus, shed on Calvary, shed for rebels, shed for sinners, shed for me. Precious, precious blood of Jesus, ever flowing free. Or believe it, or receive it, 'tis for me. Thank you for listening. God bless you.